To the Batmobile.
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks on 2SER.
Good morning, Blake and Tali.
Hello, Sophie. Hello, Blake.
Hello, Sophie.
That is a weird intro. Tali. I haven't done that. The double whammy. Hello, Blake and Tali.
I know, and I feel like your voice got a bit weird, and then I came into that weirdness, and then you followed on from the weirdness.
Because usually I sing you both your surnames as well. It's like, Tali Olatia, Blake Howard.
Upward inflection.
Hello. Yes, welcome to the final gaggle of geeks on So Hot right now. Oh, it's my last show on So Hot right now as well. It's really all happening.
Gosh. And congratulations for your award,
oh,
Sophie.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
celebrating Soph excellence.
Yeah. But we are we're here to talk geek and pop culture. And what a year it's been. Been a big year, 2018.
We actually were all talking about how much we don't believe that the things happened this year happened in this year. It seems like this year's been 5 years crammed into one. So, yeah, it's been a big year.
It really has. I moved up to Sydney at the start of the year, and that's how I now tell that something happened this year, because I go, wait, where did I watch it? Oh, I was at Broadway. I was in Hobart. Nah, that happened last year. It feels like, what is going on?
Craziness.
Mm. All right, so let's just do a quick kind of round table. Best movies.
I got top three. I'll give you top three.
Give me top three then.
Go.
Top three, Sweet Country, Warwick Thornton's Australian Western. Just stunning. And as all great Westerns should, they speak way more about what's happening right now than the time that it's set. And I just think it's so on time. It's so on point. It's amazing. Second one would be The Rider. Chloe Zhao. Yeah, female filmmaker, made a story, a real life story about a guy who was a bull rider, and he gets in a horrific accident, as rodeo riders and bull riders often do. He got in a horrific accident, and he basically can't ride bulls anymore. It's how he's defined his whole life. And so you watch this amazing story with all these authentic performances, and it's so staggeringly beautiful, you know, these relationships with these guys, these broken men trying to figure out who they are when they can't do what they love. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the movie, the credits roll and all the people in the movie are playing the real life people. So she went into these people's lives and sort of heard their story and retold it dramatically.
Wow.
But it's all the real people. And it's just one of the most staggering, insane emotional experiences that I had of the entire year. It's just wow. Wow. And you can get it if you check out amazon.com.au. You can actually buy it. So if you're in Oz, you can check it out. Sweet Country is available in stores and stuff like that. You can buy it. And the next one, absolutely last one in my top three, but certainly not least, is First Reformed. It's a film by Paul Schrader. Stars Ethan Hawke. Paul Schrader, you might have heard the name, but if you're not sure, he's the guy who wrote Taxi Driver, Officer and a Gentleman. He's been around the movie industry for a long time, and he makes a story about a priest who has a crisis of faith after one of his parishioners commits suicide. And it's just this unbelievable interior thing about someone wrestling with faith and morality and climate change, and it's just a stunning portrayal. And it's like Ethan Hawke, who's always been an amazing actor, has just hit the perfect age for this role. It's like, it's like the perfect age. He's got the lines on his face, and it's just something. And it's just magic.
I'm glad he can age nicely. Get commended for it.
Yeah, it's just perfect. Some actors, you think 10 years ago he wouldn't have been able to do it, but this guy now, you watch him and just like, this is the Oscar buzz of those three is definitely that. But they're my absolute three undeniables. I've got a much longer list, but they are three absolutely undeniable five-star films in my year.
Excellent.
Yes.
What about you, Tal?
It's one of those things, because yours sounds so profound and life-changing and amazing. Mine is like really self-centered, and the things that I just don't like, if you told me at the end of this year these are the things I would love, I'd be like, there's no way in hell. I'm going to start off with a TV show, which is Doctor Who, Jodie Whittaker.
Great.
I literally watched my first Doctor Who episode like maybe 3 years ago, because I was working on an ABC Doctor Who special. And that's when they had all those doctors. It was some kind of anniversary thing. And I was like,
How dare you?
Oh, this is a funny thing.
50th.
Some anniversary thing. This is what I mean. And I was like, oh, it's cool. I mean, I had to watch it for work. It's cool, but whatever. Other doctors came. Like, it never got me. And then I found out Jodie Whittaker was playing the doctor, and I was like, look, for females, I'm going to watch the first episode. I was just like, I'll commit to the first one and it'll be fine. And I have loved it. Like every single Monday when I finish work is I come home and I watch Doctor Who. And if you had told me at the start of the year that is what I would be doing, I would be like, no way in hell. I know nothing. This is not my world. And I've just been so insanely impressed with it that I just go, ah, I've loved it. I think the things that I've loved the most are the things that shocked me. To All the Boys I've Loved Before, loved that. Black Panther, loved that. And I mean, I just recently, like when I went to go see Bohemian Rhapsody, I learned so much about that movie that, yes, was obviously a more child friendly and not the adult version that, you know, maybe Sacha Baron Cohen wanted to do.
Gay erasure, yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Look, yes. But I still walked out of that and went, oh my God, that was amazing. I learned so much. And it was just.
Cried. And I'm like, nope, don't. Oh, crap. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Here we go. And just like, tears coming out.
I cried for the last 20 minutes of that movie. And the last 20 minutes is literally like, let's recreate Live Aid.
Oh, God.
And so then.
Just constantly just like looking at my friend next to me. He's like, don't look at me. And I'm like looking over. She's crying as well. I'm like, great.
Yeah. And so I think that like 2018 is that idea. And I think that this is what's so great about pop culture and entertainment is it takes you on rides that you could not expect that you would want to go on. And then once you're on it, you're like, yep. Bandwagon. I'm staying up. This is amazing and I love it. And it's just those things where you just take a chance on it. You're just like, yes.
Mm.
What about you, Sophie?
Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes.
Really high up there. Like, right. I was like, they better not like screw this up because I adored the book and just seeing like such a great representation of what Asian people can be. Yes. It's just like, yes!
Thank you.
Thank you. And Ronnie Chang, you're still a dick in this and I love it.
He's so good at
posing with his family is still
it's just
angles.
That was one of my faves. We had the Breaker Upperers, like I seriously swear my stomach still hurts from watching that film.
All right.
Two of my best buds, we now call each other our tiny sisterhood, thanks to that movie. And it's just great to see just portrayal of just genuine female friendship.
Yeah.
It's like, it's weird in all its crazy, glorious size. I'm like, oh my God, that's me and my friends. We are so gross. We talk so much crap.
Yeah.
We do so much stupid things. Yeah. Oh my God, this is us.
Like, and we daggerly sing along to Celine Dion.
Oh my gosh, yes, 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 yes.
It's all
yes.
coming back to me now. I loved that.
Please tell me you and your friends are actually Anna Scott and his crew who all work in the band together.
One of them is. She can proper twerk.
Because that crew kills me.
But yeah, there was also just so many other great things this year. Like, of course, Black Panther, as expected. And then you had I'm going to say For All the Boys, but it was To All the Boys that I've met before, like just the little things. But then it was just like a lot of reality got me.
Oh my God.
Cause you have like Queer Eye and I'm just like, I'm crying.
Shut up, you're crying. I'm not crying. You're crying.
You're crying. People are like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I'm just crying so much. And they're like, what are you watching? Some like really profound, sad film, like something like Blake would recommend. And it's like, no, I'm watching Queer Eye.
Yeah, Karamo with his inspirational speeches. I know that they were directed to the person that they were helping, but I was like, I needed that, Karamo. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to also cherish those memories.
I'm pretty sure about 70% of those episodes, and they had two seasons in 1 year.
Yeah, crazy.
I cried in about 70% of those.
Oh, I think I did most of them.
The first episode of the second season where they take the older lady and they rebuild the church.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Just nah. I will never watch it again. I was a wreck. Like, a wreck. I was like, nah. I'm watching something else. I can't do this right now.
And then when she got her Karamo on and went around to all the guys to be like, this is why you're important.
Yes.
This is why you matter. I was like.
Nah,
I was like, it's also true. And this is what was so great about the reality.
It's that and Hereditary that I had to turn off halfway through.
It was too much.
It's just too much.
That and Hereditary. Wow. Wow.
So this is the thing is Queer Eye. I cried through all that because I was like, it's so beautiful. But then Nailed It is like the cooking show hosted by Nicole Byers where it's just like ridiculous competition of very amateur bakers who can't cook, not having enough time to cook these ridiculous things. And I would cry from laughter every single time as they revealed what they had tried to make. And it's like, you could have literally eaten something and vomited it on that and it would still look better than what you created. It's been a joy.
It's been so much joy. And it's like, guys, this is like pop culture, but it is. It's reality TV. Yeah. It has just given everyone, and it's just been like this zeitgeist, especially like Queer Eye, of just how people are just like, and when they came to Yas in Australia.
Oh my goodness. I'm still so sad I didn't get to see them when they came to our building.
I did.
Don't talk to me. I still can't deal.
I talked to Jonathan about Kitty Little. It was great.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me. Tali had the "you're dead to me" eyes.
I literally snuck down to like just wave at them and then ended up talking about Kitty Little. Oh
my God. I love that. I love when you meet a celebrity and you're like, I'm going to be cool. Let's talk about Kitty Little.
I have never thought that. Kitty Little has never been on the topics.
We were talking about pets. He got into his cats and how he has the most advanced like kitty litter system for them that is all automated. Literally, like, he doesn't even have to change it. It does it all.
Yeah.
Takes like this. Hook just takes away the kitty litter in a bag and then dumps it straight into his...
What is he, Wallace and Gromit?
Yes! It literally sounded like that. It's crazy.
Weirdo.
What a world.
But it's been a big year. If you want to hear more of our recommendations, there is the podcast.
Yes.
But Tali Blake, it's been such a pleasure.
Very fun.
It has.
Thank you. And thanks for listening, guys. And thanks for listening to Soph and her excellence.
Absolutely. Award-winning.
Award-winning.
Keep that down. Shh. Alrighty. Well, you'll hear us on the podcast.
Yeah.
Till then.
Yeah.
Until next year when the podcast comes back.
Till next year.
Bye.